Transportation intermediaries, including 3PLs/4PLs/5PLs. Transportation intermediaries supply services to all participants in the transportation supply chain. There are many forms of transportation intermediaries available for organizations to use, including integrated service providers and logistics service providers, as well as a variety of non-operating entities, freight forwarders, brokers, export management companies, export trading companies, shipping associations, shippers agents, and export packing companies. Integrated service providers. Integrated services providers, ISPs, are companies that provide total logistics services functions from order entry to product delivery. These services are often called value-added services. Within the industry, ISPs are referred to as third and fourth party providers, and ISPs are classified as being either asset-based or non-asset-based. Third-party ISPs generally operate their own transportation equipment and their own warehouses. Fourth-party ISPs provide comprehensive information services that simplify supply chain arrangements and often contract third-party asset operators for their customers. Asset-based ISPs own most or all of the assets required to satisfy customer logistics needs, including vehicles and equipment, facilities, and labor. Non-asset-based ISPs contract with other firms to provide the physical services required to satisfy customer needs, but handle negotiation and service integration on behalf of the customer. Asset-based service providers may not be as flexible as non-asset-based providers, but since asset-based service providers' costs are already fixed, they may be able to provide value based on their utilization. The selection of an asset-based or non-asset-based firm is based on multiple factors. For example, can they provide the level of support required with their existing assets? Do they have the ability to flex services up or down based on market conditions? What is their history of realizing savings for their clients based on the utilization of their assets? What is their current level of capacity? Logistics service providers. To facilitate supply chain logistics, many companies extend their capabilities and reach by outsourcing and using suppliers of third-party or contract logistics services. These services can include partnering with different types of service providers, including third-party logistics providers, 3PLs, lead logistics providers, LLPs, fourth-party logistics providers, 4PLs, and fifth-party logistics providers, 5PLs. Note that the meaning of these terms may vary internationally, so be sure to be clear on terms when engaging with any 3PL, LLP, 4PL, or 5PL. The service provider structure is shown in Exhibit 6-5. Fifth-party logistics providers exist outside of this structure as they serve more of a consolidation function than a management or strategic function. Exhibit 6-5, Service Provider Structure. Third-party logistics providers. Third-party logistics providers are broadly referred to as external suppliers who perform part of or all logistics functions that are not performed by in-house logistics professionals. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, third-party logistics, 3PL, is defined as a buyer and supplier team with a third party that provides product delivery services. This third party may provide added supply chain expertise. Another definition of a 3PL from 2008 U.S. legislation is that of an entity that transports goods, but does not take title to the product. When 3PLs began to gain popularity in the 1970s, their functions centered on operation, warehousing, and transportation services. By the late 2000s, they included with their warehouse and transportation services activities such as production or procurement of goods, order fulfillment, labeling, packaging, assembling, kitting, reverse logistics, information technology services, customs brokering, cross-docking, and forwarding. In the 2020s, many of the larger 3PLs began to vertically integrate more and more to offer more end-to-end service, forming what might be called mega 3PLs, according to an article cited in Transportation, A Global Supply Chain Perspective by Novak et al. Organizations such as A.P. Møller-Mærsk that traditionally served international transportation needs have started buying up assets to enable domestic transportation services in key markets as well. The decision by a company to use 3PL services could be strategic or tactical, as there are both advantages and disadvantages. Advantages in using 3PLs may include use of logistics experts rather than in-house staff, getting new capabilities or technology advances if the 3PL has already adopted them, flexibility of location, offerings, resources, and workforce, most cost-effective. By using 3PL service providers, companies could potentially lose out on control over transportation logistics, development of cheaper and more efficient pricing models, independence. Companies with in-house logistics as a core competency would not benefit from outsourcing logistics to a 3PL service provider. Some 3PLs have not historically been very innovative, which can be a problem for organizations wanting to move to omnichannel fulfillment, for example. There have been numerous examples of 3PLs not being able to provide their customers with modern technologies and best practice processes, so it is important to do due diligence on required capabilities or technologies versus the capabilities and technologies the 3PL has to offer. 3PL service providers are commonly segregated into one of five categories: transportation, warehouse slash distribution, forwarder, financial or information technology. Transportation. Most transportation-based 3PLs are subsidiaries of larger organizations. Warehouse slash distribution. Likely the first of the 3PL service providers, these facility-based operations have transitioned into integrated logistics and have significant experience in logistics management. Forwarder. These 3PL service providers have expanded their middleman roles as forwarders into a broader range of 3PL services. Financial. These 3PL service providers offer freight payment, auditing, cost accounting and control, and logistics management tools. Information technology. IT 3PLs represent transportation and logistics services for internet-based, business-to-business, and electronic markets. These organizations often offer mobile applications and/or subscription-based access for transportation management systems, warehouse management systems, and so on that feature process automation, real-time visibility, and reporting. Non-asset-based 3PLs have the advantage of being able to innovate and customize a solution to the requirements at lower overall costs to the purchaser. However, since they have no internal capacity, they may have trouble getting the needed capacity in times of economic growth or other moments of market instability. Lead logistics providers. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines lead logistics providers, LLPs, as organizations that oversee the third-party logistics operations of their clients. LLPs are often seen as on the boundary between a 3PL and a 4PL in that they are an asset-based provider that offers management services for the goods they own as well as for other logistics providers. Fourth-party logistics providers. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines fourth-party logistics, 4PL, as follows. Fourth-party logistics, 4PL. Differs from third-party logistics in the following ways. 1. The 4PL organization is often a separate entity formed by a joint venture or other long-term contract between a client and one or more partners. 2. The 4PL organization is an interface between the client and multiple logistics services providers. 3. Ideally, all aspects of the client's supply chain are managed by the 4PL organization. And 4. It is possible for a major 3PL organization to form a 4PL organization within its existing structure. Another definition of the 4PL was originally developed as a trademark for Accenture, although it is no longer trademarked. A supply chain integrator that assembles and manages the resources, capabilities, and technology of its own organization with those of complementary service providers to deliver a comprehensive supply chain solution. Fourth-party logistics service providers emerged in the mid-1990s with the primary purpose of ensuring that all elements of the supply chain work toward common supply chain goals and objectives. A fourth-party provider is a non-asset-owning organization that works with multiple service providers, including 3PLs, to manage planning and technology for a client's logistics system. The 4PL is a logistics management service, acting as a coordinator for these different services, including the design, build, and execution of supply chain solutions. The 4PL's goal is to provide value across an entire supply chain, not just one segment of the chain. 4PL services are determined by customer needs. A successful 4PL service provider requires a strong strategy composed of leadership, The 4PL helps its clients innovate, leads the project, and provides services, systems, and information. Management. The 4PL manages 3PLs as well as day-to-day operations. The 4PL is a relationship manager. Information technology. The 4PL manages the full integration and support of all the systems within the supply chain. They may oversee control tower visibility functions. Assets. The 4PL manages transportation, warehouses, contract manufacturing, packing, and procurement services. Drawbacks to using a 4PL include limited control over logistics processes, that they may have a bias toward using specific logistics service providers, and have limited internal capacity. Also, adding a 4PL adds to total logistics cost, unless they provide more cost savings than the cost they are charging. Fifth-party logistics providers. Fifth-party logistics providers are organizations that work with 3PLs by aggregating their demand into bulk volumes so they can negotiate better rates with logistics service providers such as carriers. Non-operating entities. Non-operating entities involved in the transportation industry do not own or operate equipment, but instead offer services to other companies involved in the transportation. Primary non-operating entities are intermediaries like freight forwarders, shipper associations, and brokers. Freight forwarders are logistics service providers, LSPs, who contract with other LSPs, for example, airlines or steamship lines, to move product on a shipper's behalf. They are heavily used in global trade. Some freight forwarders are large companies with operations in numerous countries, while others are small and specialize in a specific market or location. The use of a freight forwarder saves shippers from the complications and expense of contracting directly with an integrated carrier or airline. International freight forwarders, IFFs, have the primary role of helping importers and exporters move their goods, and they generally work with water, rail, and air shipments. Many IFFs focus on a specific service, mode of transport, or market, and help to identify and book the best routes based on the customer rates and requirements. Freight forwarders not only help move cargo through various ports, but they are familiar with the import and export rules and regulations of many countries, the methods of shipping, and documents related to international trade. They are the experts for handling air or vessel shipments and provide a number of useful services. Groupage. Providing groupage, which consolidates freight to get better rates. L/C. Consulting with the seller on acceptance of letters of credit. Booking space. Booking space on international carriers by leveraging work relationships with carriers and knowledge of international shipping schedules. Export declarations. Completing country of origin export declaration forms properly for each shipment. Ocean bills of lading. Completing ocean bills of lading, which vary depending upon carrier and the coastal areas a shipment will travel through, or airway bills. Consular documents. Obtaining consular documents from the importing country, getting permission for the goods to enter and for duties to be determined and levied on the shipment as it passes through customs. Customs broker. Providing customs broker services. Insurance. Securing insurance, which is mandatory for international shipments, via a blanket policy or by individual shipment. International airlines often offer nominal rates on insurance, but rates on vessel shipments are higher. Documents. Preparing and sending ship notices and documents to ensure payment to the seller when the goods are delivered to the buyer. Ensuring that certain documents are available when a shipment crosses international boundaries. Consulting. Consulting on other export issues such as new markets, new products, new regulations, and terms of sale, and instructing clients on how to use internal staff to manage the procedures for regularly occurring shipments abroad. Air freight forwarders and IFFs perform groupage to combine small shipments for long-haul movement and distribution. They are primarily used for major passenger and freight airlines for long-haul service. Freight forwarders offer groupage services to shippers who must use LTL/LCL rates because they do not generate enough volume to use TL/CL, truckload and container load rates. Freight forwarders consolidate enough small shipments to reach the volume of a full truckload or container load and offer pickup and delivery services, but do not offer line haul services. Freight forwarders also usually have an extensive knowledge of domestic and international documentation requirements, regulations, transportation costs, and banking practices, all of which allows them to help shippers in the export process. Brokers. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a broker is an organization that helps match carriers to freight, adding value by helping the shipper and carrier obtain better rates and more fully utilize their capacity and equipment. Brokers differ from freight forwarders in that they never take possession of items being shipped. By contrast, the forwarder takes possession of the items, arranges smaller shipments, and negotiates for the transportation of the consolidated shipments. Two broker roles in transportation services are that of freight broker and customs broker. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a freight broker as an individual or organization who finds appropriate carriers for shippers needing transportation. The broker helps negotiate terms and administers most of the documentation. Freight brokers are freight specialists who work on a commission basis and specialize within a specific transportation mode. For example, in the U.S., a large number of companies broker truckload moves. They have no assets and work primarily with exempt carriers and owner-operators on pickup and delivery loads. Freight brokers negotiate the terms of the deal and handle the majority of the paperwork. However, it can be risky to work with a broker since some do not make certain that drivers or owner-operators have adequate equipment or insurance. Make certain to specify this requirement and ask for proof of insurance and fleet readiness. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a customs broker as a person who manages the paperwork required for international shipping and tracks and moves the shipments through the proper channels. Customs brokers oversee the movement of goods through customs and make sure that accompanying documentation is complete and accurate for entry into the incoming country. Depending on the Incoterm's registered trademark trade terms, customs brokers can, and often do, work for the consignee, customer, under a power of attorney, POA. Not all countries require a POA for a broker to make entry on a shipper's behalf, but the U.S. does. Importers are ultimately liable for any unpaid duties. Brokers keep up to date on the latest import regulations and specific requirements for individual projects. They must be licensed to operate. Customs brokers are similar to freight forwarders in that both recommend efficient means for clearing goods through customs and can estimate landed costs for shipments entering a country. Customs brokers differ from freight forwarders in that they specialize in processing freight through customs, but many freight forwarders also serve as customs brokers. Export management companies. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines export management company, EMC, as an organization that serves as a sales department for a domestic organization's international markets, earning commissions on completed sales. EMCs select distribution channels and markets, arrange promotional campaigns, analyze customer credit information, advise on payment terms, administer documentation, and collect international debts. They may also arrange transportation, provide warehouse space, manage export inventory, and provide break bulk services. An EMC can help companies that want to sell their products in a foreign market, but do not have the resources to conduct the business themselves. The primary focus of EMC work is to select appropriate markets, distribution channels, and promotional campaigns for their clients. EMCs also perform the following tasks: collecting and analyzing credit data for foreign customers, advising exporters about payment terms, collecting payments for foreign customers, supplying documentation, arranging transportation, providing warehouse facilities, maintaining a foreign inventory, handling break bulk operations. EMCs are most often located in the exporting country and operate as an export-oriented representative for the exporter. On occasion, the EMC company has an office abroad, but more often they have contact with several potential importers. They may travel abroad to visit customers or attend trade shows or other promotional activities. As specialists in certain markets, EMCs can understand the nuances required for those specific markets. Other advantages of using EMCs include up-to-date information about consumer preferences, assistance with product targeting, strong governmental relations to obtain favorable treatment with customs departments, knowledge of current documentation requirements to limit potential importing delays. Export trading companies. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines export trading company, ETC, as an organization that typically purchases goods outright in one country for resale in a different country at profit. The organization locates buyers and handles all inland and overseas transportation, documentation, and foreign government requirements. Some may perform these services without formally taking title to the goods. ETCs export goods and services. The ETC purchases goods in the exporting company and resells them to a customer in another country. ETCs handle most of the export arrangements, including documentation, inland and overseas transportation, and meeting foreign government requirements. ETCs allow small and medium-sized firms to engage in foreign trade markets, where they would not normally have the resources to work. The ETC purchases the customer's goods and sells them on the international market. This allows the ETC to control all the functional areas of the process. Using an ETC is considered a good move for novice exporters or companies unwilling or unable to deal with the complexities of an occasional international transaction. However, if the company decides to become more involved in the long run, it is unlikely the ETC will be willing to share information about their customers. The company would essentially be required to start over in the international market. Shipping associations. Shipper associations are nonprofit transportation membership cooperatives that operate like freight forwarders in that they consolidate smaller shipments into larger shipments to procure favorable cargo rates. Members often purchase product from a common vendor or from supply sources located in one area. A common practice is to order small quantities at frequent intervals to minimize retail inventory. Shippers agents. Shippers agents are transportation brokers who are located in the ports of call for the ships they service. Their duties include arranging for the ship's arrival, berthing, pilots, crew, and clearance while the ship is in port, providing food and spare parts, arranging repairs, and handling issues with local port and customs authorities. Export packing companies. When an exporter lacks the necessary equipment or expertise to package shipments, it often turns to an export packing company. Export packing companies ensure that products arrive safely and are used for two main reasons: to allow goods to move through customs more easily, to protect products from the elements of a longer and more difficult international journey. Using an export packing company can help an exporter save money with their knowledge of and expertise on space use inside both cartons and containers. They can also purchase packing materials in quantities larger than an exporter may on its own. Export packers also ensure that all packing regulations and marking requirements are met across the channel.